As the district faces an extreme fire danger rating, the North Saanich Fire Department is proactively honing its firefighting skills with rigorous training exercises every Tuesday evening. In June, the department took a significant step towards enhancing its capabilities by conducting its first tanker shuttle exercise at Denham Till Park. This exercise is part of the department's preparations for securing a tanker shuttle accreditation, a prestigious recognition awarded by the Fire Underwriters Survey, FUS, a national organization that assesses public fire protection for insurance companies across Canada. According to Director of Emergency Services Steve Sorensen, the accreditation program requires a fire department to demonstrate its ability to move a specified volume of water within a specific time frame and deliver it at a consistent rate. You have to demonstrate that you can flow about 250 gallons a minute continuously for 2 hours or 500 gallons a minute for 1 hour, Sorensen explained. North Saanich firefighters fill up a porta tank during a tanker shuttle exercise at Denham Till Park. Harry Coro, Peninsula News Review. Achieving this accreditation would not only signify the department's operational readiness but also provide tangible benefits to local homeowners. Successfully accredited fire departments often lead to reduced fire insurance rates for homeowners in the area, effectively equivalent to having a fire hydrant located near their property. This benefit does not extend to commercial property owners. Sorensen acknowledged the demanding nature of the accreditation process, saying, "This process is time-consuming and takes a while to perfect. Meeting the stringent water volume requirements necessitates a minimum of 3 tankers, each capable of carrying 2,000 gallons of water. To overcome this logistical hurdle, the North Saanich Fire Department has partnered with the Central Saanich Fire Department, which generously contributes an additional tanker for the training exercises. The first tanker shuttle exercise on June 17 involved a team of at least 16 firefighters, along with 2 tender or tanker trucks. The exercise simulated a forest or brush fire, utilizing a portable water supply system. Water was pumped from one portable tank to another through a hose line extending into the simulated fire zone. This can be used in an instance where hydrants aren't available," said Capt. Adam Elia. "This will get us water from the road, deep into a park." The exercise used a 1,500-gallon bladder porta tank and a 2,000-gallon one, with water supplied through a 2.5-inch hose. "I think it's just good to show the community that we're out here training, hoping for the best and preparing for the worst," Elia added. The North Saanich region boasts an extensive trail network, which inherently increases the risk of wildfires. While the majority of the area is serviced by fire hydrants, the department is committed to ensuring readiness even in areas where hydrants are unavailable. The Tanker Shuttle Accreditation Initiative demonstrates the fire department's commitment to protecting the community and its resources, especially during periods of heightened fire danger.